What really is an elite college? I'm David Brancaccio. Its methodology is often attacked, as well as its outsized role in how people choose college in America. But U.S. News and World Report has just released its annual rankings of the country's best colleges and universities. A lot of the names you'd expect to be there are there. Lists like this one from U.S. News have come under fire for overvaluing prestige and selectivity, and because some schools have been found to submit inaccurate data, most recently Columbia University. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more.
University leaders want people to remember that colleges are not like football teams. Nicole Hurd is president of Lafayette College in eastern Pennsylvania.
I think we think those rankings is like the win-loss records as opposed to aggregated data about a college.
But because their customers, a.k.a. students and parents, pay attention to rankings, schools have to as well. Suzanne Rivera is president of McAllister College in St. Paul.
But I do think that we should really understand what goes into them. We shouldn't kid ourselves about what they're measuring.
Things like reputation. 20% of the U.S. News assessment comes from peer reviews by other school leaders. When the rankings started in 1983, those were the only factor. Now, U.S. News also considers things like graduation rate and how much a school spends on each student. Being ranked year after year makes college names more familiar to students. And Jennifer Jesse, an independent college admissions consultant in suburban D.C., says that matters even more with students looking for normalcy now.
So to tell a student, hey, I know you're about to take on a lot of debt, but I want you to consider this college that you've never heard of that is probably a better fit. It's very difficult.
Many of the students Jesse works with are Black or have a disability. She says a ranking won't tell them if they'll thrive at a particular school. Timothy Fields is the author of a new book called The Black Family's Guide to College Admission. He also works at Emory University and says lots of people he spoke with for the book value things the rankings won't tell them.
Most families we found, by and large, wanted to, you know, how much does it cost for my child to go to school? What's the proximity to home? Are they going to be safe?
U.S. News says its rankings are continuously evolving. In an interview from July, CEO and executive chairman Eric Gertler said they should be a jumping-off point for families.
When you're undergoing what is undoubtedly, at that time, the most expensive financial decision you're going to undertake, we want to make sure that you have the most comprehensive set of information to use.
Not all campuses are included in the college rankings list. U.S. News evaluated 1,500 schools, all of which issue bachelor's degrees. And there are about 4,000 degree-granting colleges in the U.S. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.
Now, if you take a close look at your credit card bill, you'll see there's a category next to each and every item. It identifies things like grocery purchases, gas station fill-ups, or maybe dinners out at a restaurant. Now, Visa, MasterCard, and American Express will add a new category, purchases of firearms. Marketplace's Nova Safo has more.
Visa, MasterCard, and American Express operate payment processing networks, and banks issue credit cards connected to them. All three say they will adopt a new code to specifically identify purchases at firearms retailers. This code was created just last Friday by an international body which comes up with voluntary technical standards for interoperability. Supporters of the new code hope it will help flag suspicious firearms purchases, similar to the way banks now monitor money laundering, terrorism financing, and other illicit activity. Opponents have expressed concerns over unwarranted monitoring of responsible firearms owners. Research from the Justice Department shows that going back decades, a vast majority of mass shooters legally purchased at least some of their firearms. For example, in the elementary school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, the 18-year-old perpetrator bought two assault rifles and hundreds of rounds of ammunition just a week before the shooting. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all up between 0.4% and 0.5%. That's up. Crude oil is up 1%, still below $88 a barrel. It got to $123 earlier this year. A federal judge in Texas has ruled that the federal requirement that company health care plans cover a medicine which prevents HIV violates the religious freedom of a Christian-owned company that objected to what the company's labeled homosexual behavior or promiscuity, and prostitution. In 2014, the U.S. Supreme Court allowed Hobby Lobby to have an exemption from the Affordable Care Act's contraception mandate. Now, Stephen Collis, a professor at the University of Texas School of Law, does not see a rush of other companies to make similar claims.
There's just too many businesses who will lose employees, who will receive bad press for not providing competitive employee benefits. So, you know, the types of companies that are going to bring these claims, it takes someone who has a closely held company, who truly share these beliefs so much that they're willing to lose competitive advantage in the marketplace, face crippling fines, and endure years of litigation to defend themselves. When you factor all that together, there's just not that many businesses nationwide who are likely going to try to invoke the Religious Freedom Restoration Act the way this company has.
The companies in the Texas case were Braidwood Management and Kelly Orthodontics. The decision still allows the government to mandate preventive care. And a Stanford and MIT study out this morning finds that COVID illness is keeping 500,000 people from working who otherwise would have worked. This is about 0.3% of a labor force of 165 million people, but still significant. The researchers expect this number of missing workers to hold steady if current pandemic trends continue. Put another way, before pandemic, 6 in 1,000 workers took a week off for a sickness. Now it's 10 in every 1,000. This doesn't count other people not working due to COVID-related factors, such as an increased difficulty of finding childcare during pandemic. The study's in the National Bureau of Economic Research, but is not yet peer-reviewed. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.